The personal stories expressed in this series reflect the true experiences and opinions of the guests and may not represent the official position of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Elder M. Russell Ballard of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles has said,
"There is hope for the addicted, and this hope comes through the atonement of the Lord Jesus Christ and by humbling oneself before God, pleading to be freed of the bondage of addiction and offering our whole soul to Him in fervent prayer. Priesthood leaders can help as those who have addiction seek counsel from them. Where necessary, they can refer them to qualified licensed counselors and LDS family services. The addiction recovery program, adapted from the original 12 steps of Alcoholics Anonymous, is readily available through LDS Family Services."
In this series, you will hear actual meetings discussing each of the gospel principles of addiction recovery and healing. Addiction recovery meetings have strict guidelines of confidentiality and anonymity. These podcasts may seem contradictory to such standards. All the participants in these meetings are active participants in the addiction recovery program and have willingly volunteered to participate. Their experiences are genuine and not fabricated. These recordings were created with the express purpose of providing a way for individuals who are isolated from recovery groups to participate, as well as provide an example to church leaders and members of a typical meeting. In this portion of the addiction recovery meeting, you will listen to one member share his or her own personal experience with step one of the addiction recovery program.
My name's Cammie, and I'm a recovering addict.
Hi, Cammie.
I come to the meetings for my eating disorder, and I've been dealing with it since I was a little girl. And my parents, and no one knew, so I can relate to step one a lot, till I came up to college, and my roommates found out, because I guess they, I wouldn't say they paid more attention, but maybe it was just in Heavenly Father's plan for them to find out. And I couldn't really deal with the load of being in school and everything, and I went to a psychiatrist, and at that point, the only way, and even though it was in Utah, the only thing she suggested for me to deal with, you know, any kind of addiction, and the only thing I had ever heard of was to go to rehab. And so, and I wanted to go because I couldn't really deal with any kind of life. I couldn't do anything except for my addiction. And it did feel good to be honest with my parents finally. And so I went, and I did inpatient care and outpatient care, and pretty much right when I got out of outpatient care, I just went right back to my eating disorder, and then I dealt with other things also, and I didn't want to tell anybody, and I think with a lot of addictions, it's just lying. Why would you tell anyone about something that, I mean, I felt was so horrible? And so I just lied about it. Yeah, I'm still doing really good. And I'm coming up on 2 years. So almost 2 years ago was when I was least expecting it, I got caught for the last time. And it was the worst day of my life and the best day of my life. And I kind of thought it would be like my last day ever. I kind of thought my whole life was going to be over. And I called my mom and I told her what had been going on. And she was kind of freaking out also, like, what's going to happen? Like, I don't know what to do for you, Cammie. And she knew I had a good bishop, and she's just like, well, you need to call your bishop. So I called my bishop, and I went and saw him. And he already knew about, you know, the issues I was dealing with, but I was being dishonest with him, and so I was finally honest with him, and that was, you know, the first step, just like in the 12 steps, this program, step number one, I just had to be honest. It's really hard, but I'm just really grateful. I remember kind of being scared to pray because I was never really ready to get rid of my addictions, but in some ways I did want help, but I never wanted to pray to my Heavenly Father about it because I kind of thought something like getting caught would happen. So, but I'm just really grateful for this program. I never knew about it, and I think even, you know, I told my grandma that I go to LDS addiction recovery program. She's like, but you're not an alcoholic, but it's for all types of addictions, and you can go for it for anything, and it can help you with anything. And I'm so grateful for everything that it's done for me. I love coming to these meetings because I feel at home, and I never feel like anybody's judging me, and it's the most comfortable place to come. And I'm so grateful for my Heavenly Father and the atonement and everything that He's blessed me with. And I say these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Thanks, Kim.
The full episode for Step 1 of the Addiction Recovery Program is also available on the Mormon Channel.